and welcome to the Jewel Network. The Jewel Network is a radio frequency of continuous streaming knowledge and wisdom, which promotes and sustains the activation of the present evolutionary process of immortality and the unfolding of the God Self within the evolving planetary society presently on planet Earth. The Jewel Network is committed to teaching the sciences of life and the science of living. By cultivating the mind of a scientist, you will be able to extract the very best the current century has to offer. You are listening to Truth or Consequences with your host, physicist, historian, and metaphysician, Dr. Delbert Blair. Join Dr. Blair here each Thursday at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on the Jewel Network, hosted by blogtalkradio.com and thejewelnetwork.net.
Would you like to be smarter, more at peace in your life, less stressed? Are you searching for a greater spiritual connection? If so, what you need is access to the 90% of your brain that most of us don't even use. All of this and much more can be yours by enrolling in Dr. Jewel's Balancing Program. Dr. Jewel's Balancing Program is a revolutionary program utilizing sacred geometry to connect the logical left and creative right sides of the brain to work with what we call whole brain functionality. Many participants feel effects from day one, and in no time you can enjoy the physiological effects equal to 8 hours of meditation in as little as 15 minutes a day. Act now to start on this life-changing program and become the person you always wanted to be. To learn more and sign up for Dr. Jewel's Balancing Program, please visit our website, www.thejewelnetwork.net. What are you waiting for? Make the move now. And welcome back. Thank you for tuning in. For those of you just now tuning in, you're listening to Truth or Consequences 2012 right here on the Jewel Network, where I'm sitting here with none other than the man himself, Dr. Delbert Blair. Dr. Blair, how are you doing tonight?
Hey, I'm not good as good as some, doing better than most, and the challenges continue. You know one thing? I often wondered how people who defied folks who were wrong and tried to stand up for right, if they ever had any side effects or any problems, I'm finding out. But at any rate, it's a beautiful trip. It's a beautiful time. We had a beautiful day here. But all around us, of course, there's been all kind of chaos. And that's one of the things when we can level off to kind of look at just some of the things that are happening around on this planet right here in the Midwest and in general. It's unbelievable, man. Just completely unbelievable. So I don't know if you've already instigated some questions or so, but if not, I'd like to kind of go and kind of run on a little rampage about what's happening on our planet. Is that okay?
Oh, yeah, please do, because I know that there's quite a bit of wind kicking up right there in our, well, in your backyard, in my backyard. It seems like everybody's backyard right here on the East Coast to the western part of the Midwest.
West mainly in Illinois and Iowa and Minnesota and parts of Missouri. They had 85 tornadoes. Total, 85 tornadoes. And we were very lucky where I am. It was a bright, it was at 59, unheard of, in first day of March or last of February in the Midwest here, and especially in Chicago. Chicago is known to have its wind. 59, sun was so bright, people had to put on sunglasses and were squinting. Within 20 minutes, it got dark. It looked ominous. I said, uh-oh, Creator, what's happening? And then I began to hear about all these tornadoes. That is, have you ever heard of such 80-some-odd tornadoes in a space of, what, 2 hours? Some of it did damage, some of it doesn't. I guess they're still reporting what was done, but it affected 3 states and, of course, many counties and many cities within those states. That, I thought, was enough. Then I found out about there was an earthquake yesterday in France and another earthquake again today in France. One was 4.7, the other was supposed to be 3.9, so they're trying to say maybe it's aftershocks. Who knows? In Russia, they had one day before yesterday and another one yesterday. Yesterday was 6.8. The one before was 7.2. Again, are these aftershocks? Now, you go along with that one, plus all of the things, as I say, they're actually, and I'm being funny because in one of my books of prophecies, which I put out, and this thing hasn't had to change since 1994, I said, ice skates in the canals of Venice will let folks know of a far greater menace. They're ice skating and have snow breakers in the canals of Venice. Now 625 people are frozen to death in Ukraine, Poland, places like that. About 1,000 are now homeless. The water now, when it begins to melt, they're afraid will cause mudslides, and many of those are built in the valleys or inside the mountains. The people are beginning to evacuate, thinking of what might happen if it all melts. Now, this is over there in Europe. You know, I had a person tell me, when nothing ever happens in Europe, you don't have to worry about that. Nothing happens to white people. You don't have to worry about that. It's not happening to white people. It's happening to white people, brown people, black people. Now, what may be causation is another thing. Whether this is karma, dharma is another thing. But the whole planet is going through. As we get away from people, there is a virus now. And whatever virus is, that's one of the things supposedly that is now. The beautiful sister that sings, you know, when I say sister, I mean sister now by the voice, not the race. In Las Vegas, she's got a virus on her vocal cords. Now, all these people that are stars, singers, and so things are happening to them. Now, I don't know what a virus means, and her name will probably come back. It's not coming back now. But anyway, she's the one that sang that one, the Titanic song. Hers now is going. Now they're finding out that supposedly, now this is rumor has it, that with the sisters who they just buried again, who also was a singer, had both of her kneecaps broken, one in that tub. Okay, who knows? These are rumors again going. So we go along with that one, and then we find out that there is a virus that supposedly has killed already 7,000 viruses, I mean lambs and hogs and sheep on farms in Britain. 7,000. The babies or the calves or the coo, whatever you want to call it, they have, when they begin to extract them and when they were actually born, were born looking nothing like what they're supposed to. They look like blobs. Some had hind feet and front feet fused together. Again, lots of questions about what kind of virus caused that. When we go to India and Nepal, 20,000 chickens dead. Most of this started happening on the 27th, and it's continued ever since. 27th seems to have started something that was released or done on this planet. There's also, of course, here now, in Tennessee, hundreds of livestock, horses and cattle, are dead. They're still dying as we talk. Mystery death. They don't know what's causing it, supposedly. In India, there are over 3,000 crows that are dying. The bigger crows now, some of the biggest crows they've ever seen are sitting on there. Some of these crows, they say, two of them could pick up a person. Never seen that. Well, they're dying, and crow species that we didn't even know existed are now coming out of these caves and sitting on the wires. Crows as big as two people. Who ever heard of such? This is in India. In Islamabad, Pakistan, hogs, which were supposed to be going to slaughter, started running in circles and then began to get in groups of fours and attack people. This is in Islamabad, Pakistan. Russia had last week an atomic explosion. Now, it was two things said. It was said, one, it was a reactor that leaked. And we had on our website for a while, off the freeway, you could see this huge explosion could be seen for almost 50 miles across, lit up the whole sky. Well, I found out now that not only did that a hot water reactor, just like they had in Japan and all, but then a submarine exploded, which was an atomic submarine. Many of the personnel were on that at dry dock. The whole dock caught on fire and spread atomic waste into the waters around there. Haven't heard a thing about that on the news, or if it was not held in detail again. I'm just saying again, man, when you begin to look at some of these things that are happening all over the place, and then the instigatings of things that are going on, meaning by that, this instigation now of these smart meters, they're telling you must have it. So if your electrical bill is going up now, it's probably because of a smart meter. And whereas I've been telling everybody to get cell phone diodes and computer diodes and TV set diodes and all of this, now I got to say you need to get a diode on your meter. And supposedly, if you touch your meter, it's against the law. But now both water meters, electrical meters, have these smart gadgets on it. What these smart gadgets do is they communicate with each other. So anybody in the neighborhood that has one They're all linked together. They can tell what kind of energy you're using, of course, by the way that the meter spins, so they can tell whether you're shaving, whether you're using a vacuum cleaner, whether you're using a washer, a dryer, so on and so forth, and the bills are tripling. This is supposed to be to save energy. The bills are tripling. What's interesting about that, and as you know, and the reason why I'm so interested in that part is because I've been talking about diodes for these cell phones and that. We are now talking about a frequency generator, an RF generator, which usually goes to about 900 megahertz, which can make your cell phones blow out. Not only can they not trace where your cell phones are, but these daggone things, if they accumulate the energy, will blow out your cell phone from a distance. They can also blow your meter. And it's blowing up the cost of these things, and it's supposedly you have to have them, and there's only a couple. I think Michigan is the only state I've found that has completely rejected it, and they're trying to rescind that by going to some of the congressional state reps and have them to say that they shouldn't. I've never seen, I'll put it like this, I have been preparing myself for some of these things that I thought would happen. I'm not prepared. I have never thought that so many things would happen on every level and all of them bad. You know, when a lot of things happen, some of them have to be good. The only way they can be bad is to prepare to be bad, and everything good was obfuscated. So I'm just simply saying these are just some of the things in the news. I'm sure as we're talking, something else has probably happened, but it's amazing to me to see all this go down. And I do want to say one other thing, too. On June 5th, and I guess everybody's pretty hip to it now because the word does get out. On June 5th, of course, Venus will be in front of our sun. Now, that only means this, that as I did research and I've had others do research, every time this has happened, and usually it's been in what they call 500-year increments, well, some have said it's not that long, it's only 48-year increments. I'm still trying to get that straight. But I think it was, again, I know that in 1987, and that would not be 500 years, so something's wrong there again, when this happened, and then every time they go back into what this Venusian calendar that they're transiting and following, which they're calling, by the way, now an Olmecian calendar, nothing to do now with the Mayans and stuff like this, that 6 months after these kind of things happen, when Venus actually fronts the sun, something catastrophic happens. 6 months after this thing would be on June 5th would be in December. Now, I've said that nothing much was going to happen in December that you couldn't understand, meaning by that that there would be an ascension, that things would be speeding up. People would be getting to be feeling that energy going up. Now I say I may be wrong, because if this is true and this is now going to happen 6 months later, it would be December 2012. It may not be the solstice 21st, but it would be December 2012. I'm simply saying this metaphysician is still a student. And as I tell everybody again, don't come to me for truth. Come to me for facts. The facts are now that as I do research, any time this opposition comes with Venus in front of the sun, something catastrophic has happened through the centuries. So I'm just simply saying I need help, too, because I need help to filter through all this information to make some sense without going out on a limb as to what's happening with our planet. I still come back to the same conclusion. We're going from kindergarten to grad school. The cage doors are broken open. They can't even lock them up anymore. The cage people are beginning to go different directions, just like animals suddenly released. Instead of going in one coherent direction, we're going in every direction possible. And the planet, understanding this, is simply going to do her own thing. All these other things, I think, can still be bypassed and will happen only if we stay in low vibration. It is still my assumption, belief, and confident that if you go higher, these things happening on the physical plane will not affect you. But because those on that fourth dimension and third dimensional physical plane fear this, they're making everything they can catastrophic, unfortunately condemning themselves. I still don't think it's going to affect the most of us who are on higher in vibration. But all around us on the third and fourth dimension, chaos.
Wow. Wow, that is... that's quite the way to get this started off, I tell you. This...
I don't know what I didn't drop. You know, say drop it while it's hot. I'm dropping it, and I won't let go of it too. It's burning me.
And it sure is hot. That is amazing. You know, and you know, one of the questions that I want to ask before we go to our phone lines, because you know we've got these entities in the third dimension and in the fourth dimension that seek to benefit from the level of chaos, But, you know, there are those that are in the fourth dimension, and for those of us in the third dimension, those of us even higher, that are rooting for us, that have our backs in this entire thing. And, you know, we're talking about all the bad. I think that the presence of those beings would definitely be one of the primary things to talk about when we talk about what's good going on. So where do we link up with them? How do we link with them?
We already link with them. In fact, we're a grandstand event. We're a main circus ring. Everybody's for that in the sidebars, the side circles. We're in the main lobby, man. Everything is around here now. As I say, you got spaceships like mad watching this event. I don't know whether they're selling tickets or some of them are trying to keep away the bad boys and bad girls again from coming into the aisle. I don't even know, man. But I know if you go outside now and you look up in the sky, anytime you look up now, you see all kind of movements. They got all kind of ships, all kind of colors, all kind of things. Even the Aurora Borealis now comes down to Michigan and Minnesota and says hi. I have never seen so many things going on. This is really stupendous. And yes, you know I believe in that higher consciousness. You know I keep telling people, get in that meditative thought. In fact, I'm going to be down in Atlanta this weekend, Creator willing. And it's been an effort, too, but I'm looking forward to it. And that's the first thing I'm going to do when I start my sessions, get into these daggone meditative thoughts, stay in your meditation thoughts, concentrate in a group of people on what you want to happen. And although you understand these other things are happening, that should be more incentive to rise above all those third-dimensional draconic things and stop worshiping them and eating what they tell you to eat and all this stuff. So I still say you are what you think, eat and drink. No, that hasn't changed. I'm just telling you if you need some more incentive, this should be incentive enough.
You're listening to The Jewel Network, justifiably enchanted with enlightened living, on the web at www.thejewelnetwork.net. The rapidly evolving face of the 21st century is requiring us to upgrade our physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual bodies in order to keep pace with the energetic changes around us. DiamondLightWorld.com provides you with a collection of energy tools and technology to assist you in regenerating your body, enabling your mind, as well as activating and strengthening your presence and purpose so that you can achieve greater manifestation of your divine goals in this lifetime. Julie Umpleby, a scientist and the founder of Diamond Light World, offers you specialized and personal Diamond Light Grid activations and alignments, focused meditations, home study programs for personal Diamond Matrix development, and much more. Visit www.diamondlightworld.com for further information on how you can step up to and into your highest potential.
Thank you for listening. For our full archive of all our shows, please visit our website, www.thejewelnetwork.net.